You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, in today's workplace, online communication has become an integral part of our daily interactions. Numerous organizations have geographically dispersed and are now offering hybrid and remote work. From instant messaging to emails, it is essential for employees to practice proper digital etiquette to maintain a positive and a productive work environment. While this may sound like a lot, well, we have our elder who is going to help us dissect this a little bit and is joining us on the line. It is Elder Damon Mubinde. Good evening, my elder.
Good evening, Tapelo. And I also greet the listeners, wherever they are.
How are you today?
I am fine, thank you for asking. And how has your day been?
It's been okay. It's been pretty much hectic, but it's okay. I still have another meeting at 9 p.m. this evening, so you can imagine.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's great.
It's been a very hectic day, and but we are certainly still here. And how's been your day? Assessments done, I believe?
Yes, we just had the mid-semester assessment,
yeah,
where we gave them what we did from January,
yeah,
and then we are getting into the last segment of the semester, so we are about to be done.
Yeah,
for those modules that are not EA modules, they will be done and then start the other modules for the end of the year.
You know, my elder, I actually have a dream, right, of being a lecturer, but the way you set the standard too high, I feel like you are intimidating me. And I don't know whether to pursue this dream of being a lecturer one day, but how do you keep up like this?
Yeah, no, you will be. Your dream will come true. Just keep on pushing.
Yes. Thank you.
Every dream comes true. And they say for a dream to come true, you need to wake up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you continue sleeping, it won't come true. So you only realize once you wake up and refer to the dream. So... Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to you, it's like you elevate, and I'm like, am I ever going to get to this stage? Because, wow, just when I think you are taking a break, you're already on to the next. I'm like, can't do this lecturing thing. Don't you just get some time to be alone and just watch the students and you just relax? Because, wow, isn't that what lecturing is about? You don't necessarily have to have so much work.
There is a lot of work, and you know, we work even at home.
Yeah.
Everywhere. There is no rest. There is no rest. But it's enjoyable because we are discovering knowledge.
Yeah.
And you, even if you taught the same module the previous year, things change. So you need to go through, you need to change, to tweak here and there. And students are not the same.
Yeah.
There are those who challenge you, who do what. And so you need to be an expert in your area.
Yes. Yeah, definitely an expert. But thank you so much once again, my elder. We know you're quite busy, but we really appreciate your time. We're talking about navigating, I suppose, the professional life online, especially when it comes to digital etiquette. Sounds like a lot. If we were to summarize it, my elder, when you're talking digital etiquette, what are we talking about?
Okay, so we can talk about, in layman's language, etiquette just refers to the code of polite behavior in society. That is the general term, or among members of a particular professional group. So it is a wide range of, it covers social interactions, ensuring that people are acting in a manner that is respectful, that is considerate and appropriate. Contextually, according to the context of your activities. So it helps to maintain harmonious environment whereby, people's expectations and situations are taken into consideration.
Mm.
So, be it in meetings, business meetings, social gatherings, communications, both verbal and non-verbal, there are rules that govern that. So that's what we call etiquette.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So that is it.
It sounds like when it is in a face-to-face environment, you know, it's pretty much straightforward. It's pretty easy. It's how you interact with your colleagues, I suppose. You know, when you get into the office, you know, you need to greet. When you address them in meetings and all those sort of stuff. Seems like it's easy when it's face-to-face. But it seems like it's a whole culture shift when you do online or digital space. Is that a correct way to look at it?
Okay, so now when we talk about etiquette, as I said, we are looking at the code of conduct or the way people behave.
Yeah.
But if you take it now into the internet space or virtual space or the space into this technological way of communicating,
yeah,
you now turn it into netiquette. So it is now internet etiquette. So those two words are put together and then it is called netiquette. But
okay.
Before I get into that, I try to divide my talk for this evening into three parts.
Yes.
The general etiquette, and then I will talk about the general netiquette and then go to professional netiquette.
Yeah.
But I'll be quick because I know the audience is wide, and we are all affected socially. We are in the general public. At times, we are found in meetings.
Mm.
At times, we are found, you know, communicating over the internet or chatting, you know, social media and all those things.
Mm.
So there are a lot of areas that I will talk about. For example, if you talk about social etiquette, these are the rules that involve, you know, the manners used in our everyday interaction with people, like you are saying, including greetings, conversations, and the general manners that are expected at social events.
Yeah.
So that's what we call social etiquette. For
example,
you are supposed to say please or thank you when someone does something good for you. Then the other area of etiquette is business.
Yeah.
In the workplace, this covers behavior such as the dressing code. For example, if you are going for a meeting or you are meeting dignitary, maybe the president has been invited or been invited to go and meet the king or the president, you have to take the context of such a meeting whereby your dressing code will be appropriate. When you are going for a wedding, when you are going for a funeral, you know. So, but here, when we talk about business etiquette, we are talking about the behavior. Now, I want to talk about these things. Dressing code, very, very important.
Yeah.
Number two, you have to be respectful to your colleagues in conduct and in dressing. Number three, punctuality. It's also part of the etiquette when you are talking about business etiquette.
Yeah.
And conducting yourself professionally in meetings and as you communicate. So it's very, very crucial. So you have to take the environment accordingly. And then when you are dealing with the other professionals, you have to address them accordingly.
Yes.
Each profession has got its own language, the way they speak, the way they communicate.
Yeah.
Okay, so that I've talked about social etiquette. I've talked about business. I'm talking about general things now.
Yeah.
Then I will go to I will talk about social, and then I will conclude with like I said, with the professional one.
Yes.
So there are also other rules, Tapelo, like dining etiquette.
True.
This includes table manners, such as using utensils correctly.
Yeah.
There are some utensils that must be on the left, on the right,
hey,
you know, the way you don't talk when you are eating, you know. And all these things go along. When you are using the internet, you need to know whether you are supposed to be eating or you can be typing and drinking, you know. You may spill the liquids on the gadget. So these things are interconnected, okay? So we need to know about these things. So you need to know the manners that you need to conduct yourself.
Yeah.
Then there is communication. This covers the rules, you know, and the norms of effective and respectful communication. These are communication etiquette that include listening skills. When someone is speaking, you have to listen appropriately. You use the appropriate language. You know, it also goes with the gender. You know, when you are talking to a person of different gender, there is a way you need to address them. When you are talking to a child or a minor, there is a way you need to address them respectfully. When you are talking to elderly people or politicians, the rulers, the leaders, there is a way you need to speak to them. So you need to understand the right mediums of speech. This is communication. So when you are talking on the you are communicating via the internet. If you are communicating face to face, whatever, whether on the telephone, there are manners. Mm. Whether you are using the emails, there are manners.
Mm.
Then there is what we are focusing on today: digital etiquette.
Yeah.
As mentioned earlier, it refers to the conduct expected in an online environment where you are not able to see a person that you are communicating with.
Yes.
It's about communicating clearly.
Mm.
You respect other people's privacy.
Mm.
And of course, you need to be aware of the environment, because there are certain things that people do that may put them, that may endanger them. Mm. Then I just want to add something here, Tapelo. Nowadays, we are very much relaxed. We think social media and technology is very, very friendly.
Mm.
I just read an article whereby someone took a picture, a selfie, and then they immediately posted it on social media.
Mm.
But when they took that that selfie, they made a V. You know that symbol for, is it peace? You know,
yes, the symbol. Yes, for yes.
Then they took a picture. Little did they realize that someone took their fingerprints. You know, you can take a fingerprint from just doing that, and they did that, and that fingerprint could be, you know, it can be used to open a lot of things.
Sure.
It can be used to sign a lot of things. So there are rules that we must know as we use the internet.
Mm.
I was just talking to someone to say, very soon, you know, someone will even be able to use your iris, you know, because you can use your iris, you can use the facial recognition to open things. So we have, you know, we have to be aware. That's why my specialization in the IT field and cyber is cyber security.
Yes.
So I am very, very much aware of these things, and I take precautions, and I try by all means to communicate to people on how to behave on the internet. So that is digital etiquette. And then we have... apart from digital etiquette, like I said, you have to be very careful when you are doing things. It's not just about your cards, your debit cards. No, it is about everything. Then there is cultural etiquette. We have to know that we are a diverse society.
Yeah.
We come from different areas, walks of lives. The norms and expectations are different.
Mm.
So there, even when you address people, you have to be very careful, even on the internet. The gestures that you use, there are some gestures that are not appropriate in certain cultures. So you have to be aware.
Mm.
And you need to know how the cultural differences must be taken. So that is a general overview of etiquette, which are the rules. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I want to delve into netiquette.
Yes.
Okay. Then from netiquette, when I talk about it generally, I will go into professional netiquette or professional etiquette as we use the internet. If you have anything to say at this time, you can say, or if you have any comment.
I was just going to say that I think you shocked me with that dining etiquette. I'm already thinking, hey, I use my utensils in the wrong way. So clearly this lecture is for me. Let out also use utensils correctly in the dining table, because wow, it can be quite a lot there. But I think you've really given us such a beautiful background, especially also on the communication as well, which I think is such a key thing, especially in the professional space. There's a risk that sometimes the way we say things and our inability to listen can get us in hot waters, because either people, you know, might be offended by you not communicating clearly, or whatever needs to be done is not done because it wasn't clearly, you know, communicated. And also maybe it wasn't clearly understood as well, you know. So that communication etiquette thing is quite a big one for me. I also was making note of punctuality. Hey. Yeah, we see this one, my elder, is a bit of a problem. Yes. Because, this thing of getting to work late, in itself is just showing that you don't have etiquette. And I suppose it means you don't respect people. You know, walking into a meeting late, it's supposed to start at 8. Now it must start at 8:15 because you didn't really respect everyone because of that. But yeah, I've noted those and I think quite important there, my elder.
And don't forget the selfie one.
The selfie one, definitely. And you know, my problem, my ask there, my elder, is with the way social media is, it's really about the selfies, really. So how do
yes,
we?
But just know when you do that, when you put your two fingers,
yeah,
just make sure that you hide them or you gray them or don't lift your fingers anyhow.
And facial recognition.
That is yes. Facial recognition, it's not very, very much pronounced now, but they may be getting there.
Yo.
But the fingers are the ones that are being used now.
Sure.
Very, very much, because they can easily, you know, with a finger, you can open.
Yes.
You can open doors,
yes.
Even little doors. With your finger, you can get into bank accounts. You can open your phone.
Yes.
You can, you know, it can do a lot of things. So most of the machines we are now, it's actually universal to use your fingerprint.
Mm.
But the facial recognition, they are not yet. So even if one can get, they may not get. They may not find a way of using them for now because they are not yet universal at the moment.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, noted. At least that gives me some sort of allaying my fears somewhere there. But yeah, definitely the finger thing, stay away from it. Sure, it's bad.
Yeah. Okay, so we continue. So
yes.
Now we are talking about netiquette, which is made up of two words. I said net and
etiquette.
So it is netiquette that describes the rules and conduct of respectful behavior while you are communicating on the internet. So these rules are not like legally binding, but they are recommended rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is mostly when you are dealing with unknown people on the internet, because in most cases, we do not know. We don't see the people that we are talking to.
Mm.
We do not know their situations in detail. We do not know even their physical appearances at times.
Yes.
You may not know. You just use loose language. You don't know the condition of the person you are talking to.
Yeah.
In most cases, people can type, but you don't know. Maybe they are, you know, they've got a condition that if you are careless in talking, you will offend them.
Mm.
So the rules of netiquette are actually depending on the platform and the participants that you are dealing with.
Mm.
So you have to be aware. Even on WhatsApp, you know, the people or the admin of the WhatsApp will put up the rules. Say, okay, this is the boundary and things like that.
Mm.
So it is also the responsibility of the person who has convened that meeting or the owner of a website or a chat group to actually set up the basic rules and penalize violation of those rules.
Yeah.
So some of the general things that people must follow when communicating on the internet, you should always remember that you are communicating with people, with flesh and blood, people who are thinking, human beings.
Yeah.
You are not just communicating with computers or smartphones.
Yeah.
So as in the real world, rules are necessary also on the internet.
Yes.
Therefore, it's very, very important so that you can avoid adverse consequences. We've seen people who have been barred from using certain platforms because they did wrong things. Their language was not okay, or something that they posted was not appropriate.
Yeah.
So one of the rules is that you stick to the rules of conduct.
Mm.
You know, of conducting online whatever online talk or online conversations.
Mm.
So when communicating, remember that the rules that you follow in your everyday life are also followed there. Okay, so you have to refrain from insulting, provoking, be it in meetings. Respect people. then think of a person behind that computer when you are composing your message, whatever you are typing. And mind you, when you type something, it will never be erased. It will stick there. Once you you press your button, okay, or enter, or whatever you do, you can withdraw it, but it will be there, and people will never forget. That's why nowadays, like I remember, I think I talked about it in our previous talks, to say, in some situations when you are called for interviews, they will pull up all your conversations ever since you started using the internet. And whatever you say, they will compare to that, and they will put it on your face to say, this is your conduct, you do this, these are the jokes that you post, some of the things that you may have forgotten. So that's why it is very, very important to be careful, because internet doesn't forget. Then all the time, present your best side online. And try to be neutral. Communicate on the internet properly. And you know, you often, you know, you need to be, in most cases, people communicate with the what we call anonymity. That does not exist in the real world. Like when you are talking to someone face to face, it doesn't exist. But on the internet, people think, ah, they won't know me, I won't be known. They put they hide their names behind, but they don't know that these things were created by human beings, and anything is possible to find out. So we think you are alone in a corner, no one can corner you, or no one can find you. You can be found. So you have to always present your best side and be neutral. The internet is there to encourage people, to empower people, to uplift. Don't be there to destroy, okay? Be a giver of life. Use the internet to bring life, to bring hope to someone. Put something that will change somebody's life for the better and for the best. But people post anything, and, you know, then when you read something, when you are conversing on on the internet, this is one of the rules. Read first. Then
read
ask.
First. Okay.
So if you have a question about something, take time to carefully read the answers in the previous discussions. There is a good chance that maybe someone has already answered that. So you find that even in communication, be it in meetings, mostly when you are late, that's why it's not good to be late. Be early, because you won't be able to go or to scroll in the chat boxes, mostly when you are having a meeting, maybe if it is Zoom or Team. It is quite embarrassing for you to be, you know, asking something that has already been given. Then you have to pay attention to grammar and the punctuation, you as a person. On the other hand, you must tolerate if a person makes a mistake. They haven't typed properly. So it's a two-way thing. You yourself, when you write, make sure that you type properly. You have to type something that is clearly spelled and clearly punctuated, so that people can get your meaning. In the same line, on the other hand, try by all means to tolerate somebody's mistake, because we are not the same. Other people are just learning English, and others may not know how to type clearly and properly. Others, their computers may be giving problems. So you have to be tolerant. So that's another tip. So the privacy of people must be respected. Then respect the time and bandwidth of others. Don't just put something very big. Be brief and to the point. Then people will be able to follow whatever you are saying. Don't just put something big there. They won't read. Many people are, you know, they are rushing for time. So make sure that you learn how to put something briefly to the point. Then your point will be taken. Nowadays, smaller brief is better than volumes of information.
Love that.
Then you, when people make mistakes, we are human beings. We make mistakes. Forgive the mistakes of others. These are rules. And then don't abuse your power. If you are in power, don't abuse it. And then, help to keep flame wars, we call them flame wars, under control, where people are exchanging words.
Yeah.
So you can be in a meeting, try by all means to calm down the situations.
Yeah.
And don't be someone who perpetrates such wars.
Yeah.
Don't be quick in answering, like I said, and do not put the fire or the firewood to the fires. No, we have to make sure that there is peace. Then you have to be aware of your environment, know where you are in the cyberspace. There are certain situations where you don't need to divulge a lot of information about yourself.
Yeah.
Know where you are.
Yeah.
Netiquette is interpreted differently in different places on the internet.
Yeah.
For example, gossip on TV can be normal. In some TV discussion groups, it is normal, but not in all places. Don't gossip.
Hey.
So if you do this in a serious discussion group, you'll be, you know, you'll be reprimanded, you'll become unpopular, and people won't get your word again when you speak. Then hate speech is very, very important. Don't put hate speech. Be as diplomatic as possible all the time, whether you are right. Be it you are speaking about religious things or whatever. The information that you send out there, you want it to sell. You want your information to be taken.
Yeah.
You want people to believe in you. But if you put up the information that will be termed as hate speech, then you won't be able to project that information to the target audience. Like we are told also in the word, first Christ made friends with people.
Yeah.
Then he ministered to their needs.
Hey,
then he made them follow me.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes.
So if we follow that, even on the internet, wherever we are, whether we are by the malls, wherever we are in communication, we will be okay. Now I'm about to go to the last segment. If you have any questions,
I just want to go back to the one you made about not using insulting and provocative language, especially when you're also online. I suppose tied to the point that you were making about fueling the fire, as it were. We work in corporate spaces, my elder, where people's beliefs and backgrounds are not necessarily the same. And I've spent quite over a decade in corporate or so. You find that you get to different corporate environments where certain things are tolerated, and it almost becomes an uncommunicated or unsaid culture. For example, the use of certain words that one might deem as this doesn't sit well with me. How do you navigate such spaces, especially when they say those words to you that you deem as insulting, but it seems like it's a culture, it's a known, it's an accepted thing in that particular corporate space? And I think you would know what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's why I said you have to know the space where you are. You have to understand the space, because it's about you. Unless you are the one who is giving out those words, then we've got other
problems,
things to say about concerning that. But you have to know the space.
Yeah.
Know the space and be ready. Let your ears be ready. Let your fingers be ready. But do not participate in such. Because like I said, in TV forum, people gossip, they do things. It's accepted in that space.
Yeah.
But not in every space will that kind of behavior be accepted.
Yeah.
So you have to know the space. And if you feel that it is going out of hand, then you've got a right to report. Report such to the powers that be or to your supervisors. Or you can talk to that person and say, guys, in my presence, I think I don't feel all right to address me in that way. Or, you just put it forward like that. Like I remember in one of our meetings, we had lecturers, in the academic field.
Yeah.
We respect a lot. We respect each other a lot.
Yes.
You know, we call doctors, you have to do that. And there was this one student who just called one of the leaders in one of the faculties by the first name.
Ooh.
And that person holds a PhD. Then
Yo.
This guy just said, blah, 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 X, Yo. Y, Z. And that person, that leader, politely, in a calm way, just told that person to say, no, in such meetings, you are not supposed to call
yes.
me at, like that.
Yes.
You don't need to address me like that. Unless my colleague, I can understand, but you are just a student.
Eish.
You have to put respect, you know.
Yes.
You know, I am
yes.
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had called that person to order.
Eish.
And I don't think that person will ever do that again.
Yeah, not
so you have to know the space.
Sure.
Where necessary, address it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I also love the point that you made around read first, then ask. We often ask before reading, eh? And it's always embarrassing because, yeah, you find that you are asking a question that not only takes us back, but it has been asked before and it has also been responded to. Exactly, it's been dealt with. And so
yes.
you are literally taking us back to, we've dealt with that 30 minutes ago. Like you said, it's always good to be early and punctual so that you don't ask such questions. I took that to heart.
Yes. In fact, in most cases, such behavior just discloses or exposes one's self-centeredness.
Eish.
Because
yeah.
the meeting is not about you.
Yes.
And so when you are late, just be calm, wait, and let the meetings flow. And then you can join. But there are people who feel if they haven't said a word, then the meeting was not a meeting.
Hey.
No,
hey.
It's not like that.
Hey.
If a point has been spoken, let it flow.
Yes.
Let go to the next point.
Yeah.
But people would say, no, like the point that Dr. X or Brother X said, I also want to say what
Hi,
no.
Mm-mm.
It shouldn't be like that. We have to keep meetings go. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So thank you. Now, let me go to the professional netiquette or etiquette in using the internet. Number one, in the professional world, we use emails.
Yes.
So there is email etiquette. What you must know is all the time, clearly state the purpose of the email, the subject line. There are times when you see an email has come, you don't see anything.
Hey.
And that's a professional email.
Hey, yes.
So you need to make sure that you put the subject line there.
Yeah.
Then number two, salutation. Use formal greetings. Unless you know the recipient very well.
Yes.
Otherwise, use formal greeting all the time.
Yeah.
Just be professional. This is not your circle where the people that you socialize with. This is professional. And you have to differentiate things. You may have your leader is or your colleague. You are together in social life there. But when it comes to professionalism, address them properly.
Yeah.
Whether they are your spouses or it's your young brother or your elder brother, your cousin, address them professionally.
Yeah.
Like I said, everything that you write, anything that goes on the internet will never be erased.
Eish.
It will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
So I've talked about subject line. Be clear. And state the purpose of the email in the subject line.
Yeah.
Salutation, use formal greetings unless you know the recipient very well. Be concise and clarify, okay? Conciseness and clarity, very important.
Yeah.
Keep the emails concise and to the point.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, you have to have the purpose. You have to outline the purpose at the beginning so that you don't write a lot of things. If you are resigning, just write, you are resigning, resignation letter. Don't say no because of what now I want. You have to fill the whole page.
Hey.
Just put a line, one or two, you resign.
Exactly.
It's head.
That's it.
If you are calling someone to order, just put that. If you are requesting for a laptop or you want the technician to come and do your work, greet them and say, my laptop number, what, it has this problem.
Yes.
Don't start speaking, no, when I was going to the mall, then I my car, you know, hit a what? No, just tell them what you need to tell them. Okay. So grammar and spelling, always that one, you have to check your grammars.
Yeah.
Signature, include a professional signature with your contact information.
Yes.
This is very, very important. It protects you and it will make you not to do a lot of wrong things. Most
yeah.
emails that come without a signature there, you don't know who a person yeah. is, where they are
suspicious.
Writing from.
Mm.
In most cases, they won't be responded to very well.
Mm.
That's email etiquette. Then we go to video conferencing etiquette.
Yeah.
Punctuality, like I said, join the meetings on time.
Yeah.
Very, very important. This is video conferencing.
Yeah.
You are video conferencing. You are in a meeting where you are not present,
yeah.
like present.
Yeah.
It's a virtual meeting.
Yeah.
Be punctual.
Yeah.
Number two, appearance.
Appearance.
Dress
okay.
properly. Shave your beard. Put
yes.
it, even if it is not shaven, but comb it, you know, your hair must be combed, you know, your face, everything.
Mm.
Dress appropriately as if you were attending an in-person meeting.
Mm.
The background environment, use
hey.
A neutral background and ensure that your environment is quiet.
Hey.
There are people who put things like a derricks here and there, you know, and you are in a meeting, it's unnecessary. Let it be neutral and then it's done.
Yeah. We see people with backgrounds where they are floating, Maya. They're like, why are you floating?
Yes. That's not, you are not there to show the floating. You are there to contribute to the meeting. So you are just derailing the conversation and putting it somewhere. Okay, so the background of the environment, very important. Just like if it was a face-to-face meeting, you need to make sure that your boardroom is well lit and the things on the walls are properly placed.
Mm.
So muting, you know, you need to mute. There are a lot of
hey.
Things that happen
hey.
In meetings. A person hasn't muted, the
hey.
Child is crying
hey.
And things are happening. The dogs are barking.
Eish.
Mute your microphone
mute.
When not speaking to avoid
yeah.
background noise.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
You know, this I have seen it even with professionals. A person can be high up there, but you know, during COVID, people saw a lot of things.
Yeah,
because
saw
people
flames.
Could go with their phone wherever they are going, even to the restrooms and whatever.
Mm.
They go there, you know, it's not good.
Mm. Mm.
The use of a camera.
Hey.
Now, I've talked about the use of the voice, now
hey.
The use of the camera.
Hey.
Keep your camera on. When possible, to engage more personally with others, when possible.
Okay.
There are people who dim camera. You know, when you put your camera on, it will expose you if you are not paying attention.
Yes.
But many people just mute, and then they can go to the kitchen. They can go wherever. They are asked a question, hey, Mr. J, what can you say?
Yes.
Someone is not there.
Yes.
And when they come, they just say, no, my microphone is giving problems. No, just be present. Make sure that you prepare well for the meeting. So that is video conferencing and all these Zooms and the rest.
Yeah.
It's very, very important. These meetings have become common.
Yes.
So I just want to go through again. Be punctual.
Yeah.
Your appearance must be great.
Yeah.
Don't dress to kill, whereby you put yellow, orange, the hair, the what. Now, no, just be normal. The background should be okay. The environment should be quiet. Muting of your gadgets. The camera should be properly done. The light should be okay also. So that is on video conferencing.
Yeah.
You're laughing.
I'm laughing because there's a comment that just came through that says, camera on, ngeke. Just trust me. I'm here. I'm present. I'm listening.
Oh.
So the listener is saying, no, I'm not going to turn it on. Just trust that I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, because yes, the listener is right in a way, but we cannot just trust that you are there. We need to see you because it shows the presence.
Yes.
It has to make sure, you know, that the switching on of the camera makes it possible for people to engage.
Yeah.
And
to
see your attention.
Yeah.
Then you give the morale to the person who is presenting.
Mm.
The person knows that he's with people. There are people who used to put a picture of something and then they are not there. They've gone to the mall. They are shopping. They just want to be there in a meeting. Then we go to social media. We are talking about professionalism, etiquette, professional etiquette.
Yeah.
Then social media etiquette.
Mm.
You need to, you know, on social media, we leave a lot of things. Mm. Let's talk about professional profiles.
Mm.
Keep your profiles on platforms like LinkedIn professional.
Yes.
Keep them professional.
Yes, please.
Regular update of your career achievements. Make sure that you update them.
Mm.
People are looking at you. People are checking on you. Profile pictures, very important.
Yeah.
Make it simple.
Yeah.
Be yourself. Don't put you are somewhere with your dog, you are walking your dog or what.
Mm.
No, just put your face there properly and your background should also be well. And
yeah.
make sure that your picture is well balanced.
Yeah.
On the left and the right and top and bottom, everything. Do it properly.
Mm.
Then posting. Think before you post anything. There are some posts that are controversial. Just avoid them. If you want to engage a person on a in controversial things, don't generalize.
Yeah.
Post to individuals because you want to address them. You respect them. But if you just spread it and you just broadcast it, then I don't think it will bring benefits to you because you are just broadcasting it.
Yeah.
You have to target. If you have a controversial issue,
yeah.
even be it WhatsApp, you know that what you want to say is controversial. Don't post it.
Yeah.
Rather inbox the person so that they will have a chance to think about it and engage you also personally. So posting, I've said you have to think about something before you post and make sure that what you are posting, be it in a professional space, has been verified.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, fake news that are out there.
Yeah.
And these things can be checked. You can go to the internet, you check quickly before you post. Otherwise, you will be embarrassed to be told that, no, that thing did not happen. Or what you are posting happened 20 years ago. And then you, by the time you want to delete it, it won't be deleted.
Yeah.
It is already there.
Yeah.
And your comment is there. So we have just to be very careful.
Yeah.
So don't share inappropriate or controversial things. Then private settings.
Yeah.
Manage your privacy settings to control who sees your information and posts.
Okay. Okay.
Very important. Like I said.
Yeah.
People will take your things. You know, when you are, even someone talked about certificates. We like, you know, when you achieve something, then you post your certificate with the number and everything. There is a private number there that should not be exposed to anyone because a person will take that number and duplicate your certificate and all your information can be found and they can take your information.
Sure.
So, you know, social media it has a lot of things that people are not aware of. We just expose things like that.
Wow.
So networking, interact respectfully and professionally when commenting or messaging. Now, on the emails, I said the other rules that you must follow, like we talked about previously, are that don't just click anything. Any link that comes, you click. No.
Yeah.
With the links, you know, in in the cyber world, the link. The link that is there or a hyperlink, it's not exactly what you see. That is just a label. I can put a label there to give you a name that you are familiar with.
Yeah.
What to do? Don't click. You better highlight, copy, and put it in the URL. Then it will show the actual link.
Yeah.
Otherwise, anything can be anything. It can be a label. It's just a cover.
Yes.
Inside or behind it, there is something that you won't even be able to believe.
Ah.
So don't just click anything.
Yes.
Make sure that you copy and put it in the URL, and then it will show there. Then you will be able to know, to say, okay, so this is the thing that I'm clicking on.
Now, I have a question here, my elder, because of the times already. O'clock, but
okay.
I'm stealing just.
Oh, okay.
I want to steal just 30 seconds of the next show. It says here, should what I do on my own private social media impact my work in any way? As in, should my employer care or be involved in what I choose to post or share on my MY with capital letters, my social media platforms? I'm literally stealing my elder 30 seconds of the next show. What's your take there?
Okay, so, you know, what you post actually portrays your behavior. It portrays who you are.
Okay.
So I want to say, when you are going for interviews, nowadays some companies, they will take all the profiles because those things are open.
Yeah.
That's what you post. So when you show yourself out there, you are actually standing for your company. You are actually selling your company.
Yes.
When people know that you are working for this company, then they will associate you with that company. In a way, yes, that's your private life, but it has an impact on your other person, who you are at the workplace. So that's why it is very important. So yes, it is private, but it affects you. Then general online behavior, respect, be cautious, and then forum and discussion, stay on the topic, read all comments before responding, like I said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think we have come to the end, unless you have something that you want me to comment on.
I have a comment here, my elder, which I think means you and I have another appointment, because I've got a listener called Amanda who's saying, great show. So I think you and I are not done, my elder. The biggest enemy is time. My producer will get in contact with you, but it means we haven't done this conversation, because clearly our listeners are enjoying that, and we still need to unpack quite a lot. I know I disturbed you there on some of the points that you wanted to raise. I've written a lot of what you said, so we'll still share it as well. But you and I have an appointment, my elder, I think that's fair enough, hey?
No problem, Capello, no problem. You can just tell me in advance, well in advance,
yes,
so that I prepare. Thank you.
Thank you
very
much, my elder, and God bless you.
May he bless you too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.